Choose Spirit Now presents yet another tool for spiritual awakening. Ego Watch Podcast, loaded with tips to curb that beastly little ego so that you can live enlightened most of the time. With your host, she's the creator of Choose Spirit Now, a super solar yogi and part-time ego ass kicker, Ginger Dunaway. I'm never gonna look back, whoa, I'm never gonna give it up, no,
please don't wake me now. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you everyone for tuning in. I'm Ginger Dunaway, and I want to welcome you to the second episode of Ego Watch. So in today's episode, we are answering the question, why should we even be concerned with the ego, and what exactly is it? So in my book, Choose Spirit Now, and my online retreat, 8 Weeks to Waking Up, I go over 6 steps necessary for awakening, to live life awake with the bigger picture in mind. The first step is simply realizing that we are immersed in the ego to begin with, like a cloud constantly surrounding us. This isn't always easy to do. It's like telling someone they have microscopic organisms all over their body. It seems unbelievable at first, until you pull out the microscope and see them all moving around. Choose Spirit Now is based on the ancient practice and teachings of yoga and the spiritual teachings of A Course in Miracles. Both of these teachings say that the ego is the cause of all of our suffering. Now, this is huge. If the ego is the cause of all of our suffering, then I want to know exactly what all this ego is, how it comes about, how it keeps us immersed within it, and how, if possible, to dismantle it so that I can rid myself of the suffering that it causes. Now, when we talk about suffering, we are not just talking about horrid suffering that some people have to go through in life. We are talking about suffering in the form of daily stress, anxiety, jealousy, anger, fear, guilt, sadness, emotions that most of us experience on a daily basis. And this is what we can greatly diminish by beginning to watch the ego and learn how to shift out of it whenever we want. So think about the ego like a cloud that limits our ability to see the bigger picture. But we can learn to peek our head out of that cloud through the ancient practice of yoga and the spiritual teachings and practices of A Course in Miracles. What I love about yoga and A Course in Miracles is that they both emphasize experience and application rather than just belief and understanding. This is great for when we are immersed in the ego and don't even realize it yet. We need more than just teachings. We need practices which can take us quite easily out of the ego and straight into an experience of awakening so that we can bypass the ego tricks and temptations, manipulations that keep us from waking up. When we are living immersed in the ego cloud, our awareness is limited to the ego. When we learn to shift out of that ego cloud, our awareness expands and we experience what yoga calls unbounded awareness and illumined mind. This is where we sense our underlying connection or union with all things. This is where we tune into the incredible guidance that is here for us in every moment. This is where we intuit and connect with our powerful creative abilities as spiritual beings. The practices and teachings of yoga and A Course in Miracles are phenomenal in helping you to let go of the ego and experience what living awake is all about. So let's talk about what the ego is exactly. The ego is all the thoughts, beliefs, and judgments that you have constantly running rampant in your mind. It's difficult for us to understand at first, but all these thoughts, beliefs, and judgments are learned over time. Babies and young kids don't think yet like we do. So I'll give you an example. When my little girl, Rowan, was in pre-K 4, so she was about 4 going on 5. I picked her up from school one day and, you know, trying to be a good mother, I was asking her how her day went. And I still remember sitting in the parking lot as I turned around and looked at her while she was sitting in her car seat and I was waiting for her to answer. And I remember so well, she looked at me with this almost annoyed look on her face. Like, why are we talking about something that took place earlier in the day when it's right now? And then I saw the wheels turning in her little mind, and I felt almost guilty for bringing up the past, even the past earlier today, when she was totally content in the here and now. Of course, she told me something to the extent that she didn't remember what happened earlier, and that was that. But now that she's a couple years older, it's different. She has thoughts and feelings about things that went on through the day, and sometimes she wants to talk about those, and sometimes she doesn't. But what I realized that day when she was 4 is that she was still young enough to be in that raw experience of life. There was no thought, feeling, and judgment happening. Not enough ego in place yet to begin filtering and resisting life with. Now, there was some, but it wasn't overtaking her. It wasn't, you know, there was obviously nothing present in her mind about the past that was really bothering her, especially in that moment when it happened to ask. So we have memory as babies and young kids, but we are not yet judging and resisting our experiences constantly like we begin to do as we get older. So as adults, we are so used to having thoughts all the time and judgments constantly coming up in our mind about ourselves, others, the world, and everything, that we forgot that there used to be a time in which the mind was quiet. Most of us now have gotten so used to these thoughts and judgments that we begin to misidentify our very self with these thoughts and judgments. We think they make up who we are. But in reality, they make up the ego aspect of self, not the true aspect of self that was here way before the ego started forming. So if you have the chance to watch young kids, it's amazing to see how generally happy and content they are. They are fully in the moment. If they are hungry or they hurt themselves, they cry until they are fed or feel better, and then they are right back in peace and contentment. They are right back in the here and now. They don't start talking about how hungry they were or how bad that scrape felt. They are back in the moment now. That was the past. Why talk about it? This natural joy and contentment is a part of our truest aspect of self, what yoga calls our true nature, what we call spirit. Spirit is in the here and now. It's not wrapped up in the past or in anticipation of the future, just the here and now. So before we begin with where the ego starts in part 2, I want to take a quick moment to talk about spirit, to talk about this truest aspect of self. So most people would agree, not all, but most would agree, that we are more than these bodies, that we have some sort of soul or spirit that enters the body at birth or conception and then lives on after the body is dead. Even though we believe we have a soul or spirit that is eternal, within the busyness of our lives, we forget it quite readily, and we get suckered into the belief that we are humans in bodies that will die one day. This causes all kinds of fear and stress, but we are not aware enough to be able to pinpoint it to this forgetfulness of belief. We get so involved in the world and so stuck in the fear and the stress that we don't notice that we've forgotten the most important truth of all, that our truest nature is the spirit that is eternal and can never be harmed by anything of this world. Most of us believe this, and yet we end up being really afraid of death. What has happened is, over time, we have built up an ego, and this ego begins to misidentify us with the body that we are temporarily inhabiting and the thoughts, beliefs, and judgments that we are now experiencing on a regular basis. In other words, we totally forget that we are this amazing, eternal, spiritual being. The ego gets built up so thick around us that some of you will have a hard time grasping this. You'll say to yourself, no, I really am these thoughts. I really am this voice in my head. These thoughts, this voice has been with me forever. Surely it's the real me. But the more you allow yourself to contemplate it, the more you will realize that the thoughts are just thoughts. Yes, they have to do with your life and things that are happening, maybe things you need to get done, but they are not you. You are the aspect that was here before the thought began, before judgment and resistance to life began. You are that peaceful, contented being that was ever present when you were a child, before, quote unquote, life happened. And as the ancient yogis determined thousands of years ago, once we realize this, we can spend the rest of our days trying to shed this ego and get back to this peaceful, contented state that is the truest aspect of self. What we realize is that it is not only possible, but when we do this, when we work on clearing the ego and revealing this peaceful, contented nature, life becomes truly amazing. We remember the bigger picture, that we are first and foremost these amazing eternal spiritual beings. We begin to sense our connection, our union with everyone and everything through the spirit. Obstacles that come up no longer seem like a big deal. We soften towards people who before might have pushed our buttons. We learn to enjoy life again as kids without judging and resisting every moment with our thoughts and judgments. The problem is, this ego has been deeply ingrained at this point. And what we realize is that we can live totally awake one day, seeing this bigger picture and enjoying life because of it. And the next day, the ego can totally overwhelm us and we are back in the thoughts, judgments, and old ingrained belief patterns that can be mighty disruptive and even miserable. That's what Choose Spirit Now and Ego Watch is all about, to help remind you of the bigger picture, to help you see all the ways the ego can drag you back down into its cloud and cause you to forget again and again the fact that you are this eternal spiritual being and all the amazingly wonderful things that come with that. So take action now. If you're not already on my guest list, then go to choosespiritnow.com and sign up immediately. You will get amazing tips and tools delivered straight to your inbox every Monday morning, helping you to understand awakening, experience awakening, and reminding you to stay in that awakening once you find it. You will get the newest podcast episodes and guided meditations that I've recorded. Plus, you'll be the first to know of any new product launches, such as my upcoming relationships course that I'm putting together now. So this concludes the second episode of Ego Watch. If you have a question that you'd like for me to answer on an upcoming episode, then send an email to me at ginger@choosespiritnow.com. This is Ginger Dunaway with Ego Watch Podcast, brought to you by Choose Spirit Now, your tool for spiritual awakening. And remember, to live awake is to love your life. And what can be better than that?